Hiya, it's another Three Strikes with me, Lizzie Doyle, and I've got three lovely guests with me today. I've got Rebecca Knight, I've got Mike Keeney, and I've got John Gibbons to dive through a couple of the topics that have been going on in football. And it seems like every single time I do this that, you know, something else has happened and like the world of football's imploded. I mean, Rebecca, you were on the last one with me. And remember like all the stuff that we were going through and like just how different like the football landscape looks at the moment.
Yeah, I feel like every time you think it can't get any madder or any different, 2020 and football, like, hold my beer, here's some tequila. It just gets wilder and wilder.
But, I mean, I feel like I didn't really want to go too much into it, but I'm going to touch on first for the first part about fans getting back into the ground, because I know we've done quite a few shows on it. The Playing in a Pandemic is really good, by the way. If you've not listened to that yet, it's really good. But I want to touch on the more fan experience side of things. So I'll start with you, John. Obviously, we know 2,000 people can go back in this weekend against Wolves, which is lovely. We'll be able to get people back into the ground. But I just want to talk about like how that looks and how that feels. Not talk about the government, not the logistics, right? It's happening now. So we're probably looking at like temperature checks on the way in, staggered entrance times, health questionnaires. It's going to be a little bit clinical. And I'm just sort of seeing like what you would expect as a fan, like how you think you'd feel if you'd been selected this weekend.
Yeah, I'd be excited, first of all. I haven't been successful in the ballot, unfortunately, but I know a few of the Anfield VAP crew, or wider crew indeed, have. So, yeah, made up for them. But I think it's funny because we've had a small taste of it, hasn't we, Lizzie? Because we've been able to attend the women's games, yeah. And also me and Josh have been to a few academy games. And I was thinking about this the other day around the women's games in that. I think I and maybe we have got sort of slightly better at watching them in terms of when you first go, you don't really know what to do. Do you don't want to do the wrong thing? And especially because we were there like as press as well. So you've got to behave yourself a touch more.